It's mostly cloudy and 6 degrees above zero at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, authorities say no injuries were reported following a fire Wednesday afternoon in Marnie. Firefighters from Atlantic and Marnie responded to a reported wood-burning stove-related fire at 402 Franklin Street just before 1:30 p.m. Officials said heat from a wood-burning stove on the back porch of the residence apparently caused a nearby wood pile to ignite. The wood pile was apparently smoldering for quite some time before it erupted into flames. The pile and stove were fully involved in a fire when the first crews arrived on the scene. The blaze was contained to the porch and wood pile, both of which were said to have been a total loss. Firefighters from Marnie and Atlantic fought to contain the blaze. They were assisted by deputies at the Cass County Sheriff's Office and Cass County Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon. A Fremont County Attorney's Office has filed additional charges against a man who was arrested late last month following allegations he sexually abused children. 23-year-old Andrew James Kluver of Randolph was initially charged with three felony counts of second-degree sexual abuse involving minors. In addition to those charges, he was recently charged with three felony counts of lascivious acts with a child and three felony counts of incest. If convicted on all charges, Kluver could face up to 75 years in prison for the sex abuse charges, 30 years for the lascivious acts charges, and 15 years for the incest charges. Kluver was arrested December 28th after Fremont County Sheriff's deputies were called to a crime in progress in the Randolph area. According to the Fremont County attorney, there was at least one victim involved with the incident, and there could be possibly two others. An arraignment is scheduled for January 21st at the Fremont County Courthouse. Kluver remains in the Fremont County Jail on $50,000 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported one person was arrested and an accident was investigated on Tuesday. Officials said yesterday 39-year-old Todd M. Anderson of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear at a child support hearing. Anderson was booked into the Cass County jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And no citations were issued following an accident Tuesday afternoon in the parking lot of the Atlantic Fairway store. Officials say a vehicle driven by Daniel Schmeling of Villisca was traveling west in the parking lot and had begun to turn left to head south when Schmeling failed to see a car driven by Catherine Bradfield of Lewis traveling north in the lane that Schmeling was turning into. Authorities say Schmeling's visibility was obstructed by glare from the sun. The vehicles collided, causing a total of $1,500 damage. The Atlantic City Council began their first session of the new year Wednesday night with two new council members and recognition of a woman who has served more than two decades at the city library. Bob Cord and Lori Stewart joined the council after having won the city elections last November. Mayor Dave Jones' first order of business after welcoming them to the council was to pay special recognition to Diane McFadden.
Proclamation recognizing Diane McFadden for 25 years of service, January 1st, 1989 through December 31st, 2013 at the Atlantic Memorial Library. The Atlantic City Council and Mayor hereby take this opportunity to recognize and express their appreciation to Diane for dedication and service and to the citizens of Atlantic, approved this the 8th day of January 2014. And once again, thanks, Diane, for all your hard work in the library, and thank you.
The council then acted on approving a variety of administrative matters and a resolution accepting work performed by KWS Incorporated with regard to the 7th Street traffic signalization project, which vastly reduced the amount of time motorists will have to wait at the intersection of 7th and Olive for the lights to change. Mayor Dave Jones was among those who was very happy about the long overdue change, as the city has been battling with the DOT for years to resolve the traffic control device problems at the intersection.
This is done last summer, and everybody noticed 7th Street and Olive is never been any better. It worked perfect. I mean, it just, I couldn't have done that 6 years ago. I have no idea, but thank you for getting it done.
The final contract price on the project was $141,566. The council also approved an engineering agreement with Snyder & Associates Engineers for the mapping of the Atlantic Municipal Airport in the lump sum of $2,300. City Administrator Doug Harris.
Early last fall, we contracted with SWIFTCO to update the ordinance as required by the FAA if you want to continue to get state and federal funds. Part of that, they have to have some surveying and mapping done, and SWIFTCO said that wasn't part of their original agreement that we contracted for. They're just doing the language. So they have asked us to contract with Snyder's to provide that information. So 90% of the cost will be paid reimbursable through FAA.
Elsewhere in area news, members of the Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton Super Board of Education will meet this evening in the media room at the Exira EHK Middle School. During their 7 p.m. session, the board will hear the teacher's first proposal on negotiations. In other business, they'll discuss and possibly act on setting the date and time for board meetings of the Super Board. Prior to adjourning for this evening, the board will then move into a closed session pertaining to negotiations per Iowa code. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Daryl Betts, age 86, of Bayard, died Monday. Funeral services for Daryl Betts will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard is in charge of the arrangements. Kirby Joe Lockery, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Kirby Joe Lockery will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the Bowman Chapel in rural Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Chester Pete Krogstad, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Krogstad will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. And Mildred Millie Mueller, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Millie Mueller will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.